either reserve. You're listening to leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi allazeena astafa. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa ma ubarri'u nafsi innan nafsa la'ammaratun bis-su'i illa ma rahima rabbi. Inna rabbi ghafurur rahim. صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, the Quran, the Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the last revelation and the last book. And this ummah is also the last ummah. There is no prophet, no messenger that will come after Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And therefore, when we look into the Quran has answers to every difficulty that we face. In the Kalam of Allah, Allah has given us all the tools that are required for a person to be successful in this world and also in the hereafter. And so in Surah Yusuf, the verse that I have read, there is one very important Kalam, tafsir, commentary that the scholars have mentioned. And to understand that is also very, very important. A human being has got two parts to himself. One is the physical part and one is the spiritual side of that human being. A person needs to look after the body, and the person also needs to look after the spiritual aspect, the soul and the ruh. Both have to be maintained. Most importantly, the soul, the ruh that is inside. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, his humility, the tawazu', how humble a Nabi is, that he says, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. That look, I don't absolve myself, exonerate myself, you know, I don't praise myself, that I am completely free from the accusations put on me. But what I am saying is that a human being is very, very weak, but he is a Nabi. Despite the fact that he is a Nabi, he is still putting himself at the common man's category. So what he is saying, that generally what happens is that in your soul, the soul of a human being has different levels. And the most dangerous soul, nafs, that a person can have is nafs-e ammara. And our ulama have mentioned that today in the world, especially if your iman is very, very weak, then most of the people have this nafs, which is called nafs-e ammara. And nafs-e ammara needs to be treated. So the Quran says, inna nafsa la ammaratun bisu. So remember, there are three categories. One is lawwama, one is mutmainna. But the first category is ammara. And this ammara is like cancer to the soul. Imagine Allah save a soul. If the doctors were to say that you've got cancer, his entire life changes. Everything, his 24 hours will change. The gham, the difficulty, the huzn that enters into the heart just by somebody telling you that, you know what, there's this disease inside you. And so immediately he will want to make dawa, he will want to treat that disease, that Allah give him shifa. And so more important than even the cancer of this body is the cancer of the soul. And so this actually comes in when a person leaves the treatment and has this very heedless life that, you know, for him, everything is just to wake up in the morning and just another day, a routine, and he's not bothered. So nafsi ammara actually takes over the soul, and what it does is that it continuously incites a person towards guna, sins. So it continuously will enter waswasa, the whispering in the heart, that do this, do that, do this, do that, put you in a difficult situation. So it incites sins, difficulty for that person. So what happens is that a person gets into the habit of accepting this lifestyle, which is very, very dangerous. That is why in one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that when a person commits a sin, then this black spot is inserted into the heart. Not the physical heart, the spiritual heart. And this spot will not be removed until tawbah is done. And if a person does not do tawbah and he does not repent and he continues with sinning and doing things that are wrong, then slowly, in a very short period of time, this cancer will engulf the entire spiritual heart. And it covers the heart completely. And this is a very dangerous situation. When it covers the entire heart, when the hearts have been sealed, Allah speaks of this in many verses of the Quran, summun bukmun umyun fahum la ya'qilun. They won't understand. In fact, a time came where Allah had to console His messengers that, you know what, their hearts have been sealed. Now, don't even work hard on them. Nuh alayhi salam. 900 years of hard work. So much work. Rabbi inni da'autu qawmi laylan wa nahara. Night and day, bas. Doing one thing, inviting people to the right path. And, subhanallah, working so hard, at the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the information that their hearts are all sealed. Even if I gave you another 1,000 years, nobody will accept Iman. It's finished. They're all gone. Ye sab kachre hai, kachre. Khatam ho gayi baat. Allahu Akbar. And then Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam lifted up his hand and he made dua. At times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also informs the Nabi of a situation. And he tells that person, and the Nabi will also inform that this person, there is no iman for him. That is why Abu Lahab, in the very early stages of Nabuwat, this ayat of Surah Abu Lahab was revealed. Tabbat yada Abi Lahabin. What up? Abu Lahab went on to live after that. But this surah is a certificate of kufr. What is it? when a person accepts Islam, you get a Shahada certificate. So this is a Shahada of Kufr. The Quran has given Abu Lahab the Shahada of Kufr. Tabbat yada Abi Lahab. All he had to do was to say, okay, you know what, I'm going to prove the Quran wrong. Even just to be a hypocrite. And he would have said, look, you know what, the Quran is saying, I won't become a Muslim. I want to prove all of you wrong, I'm becoming a Muslim. But Allah didn't give him that tawfiq. He did not read the kalima. The shahada of kufr was already given to him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Nafsi ammara. So we just need to look inside ourselves. What is our condition? What nafs have we got? Ulama have mentioned a lot of people, especially nowadays, it is this nafsi ammara that is inside us. And this is continuously inciting a person towards things that are wrong. And so we have to make sure that we are aware of this. In fact, you will not find this in any other religion that speaks about spirituality. That is why you will find that a lot of the scholars were Sufis, and they did a lot of dhikr and tasawwuf. And of course we have to make sure that everything is in accordance to the sunnah, and there is no bid'ah involved in that. But a lot of them dedicated their entire life into this. Why? Because this is the real treatment. If you die without giving your nafs that treatment, you know, like a virus, you have to have an antivirus to your computer. Aaj to computer ko bhi virus ho jata. So you have to have a virus, antivirus. So it keeps you immune. So what is the treatment? What is the treatment of nafse ammara? Our scholars have mentioned, and this is in Surah Yusuf. Ulama have mentioned the first thing is, again, one ayat of the Quran does the tafsir of another ayat. That is why you will find, my respected brothers, some people, no matter how emotional you become, how much you talk to them about Allah and His Rasul, it doesn't affect them. Their heart does not burn. They haven't got that level of iman. That energy of iman is not there. Why? Because the covering of the heart. The heart has been covered. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Allah says in the Quran, the ilaj for this is only one. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ. Number one. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ. وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. For entry into Jannah, the Quran has said two things are needed. And from these two things, the first is the most important. When treatment is given of the first message, then this first will assist the second. Command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is for a human being to understand, he must have fear that one day I will have to stand in front of my Allah. Until this very important lesson is not learned, and we don't put this in the heart that one day I have to stand in front of my Allah. You know, a person has got his final exams, he might become a doctor, a lawyer or whatever, and he's got his main exams, and he knows my main exams are in 1 year. So he will go out, he might enjoy, but he will still be, in his mind, he will still be prepared that, look, I have to do a lot of hard work for me to be successful and for me to achieve good marks in my exams. I have to work very, very hard. So for a person, this is very, very important for him to understand that one day I will stand in front of Allah, and in the hadith it comes one to one. What is it? There is no translator, no interpreter, nobody. One to one. This is the qudrat of Allah. And you will be in front of Allah. So if you realize that one day I will be standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that fear, that realization that my Allah is watching me. That is why in another verse of the Quran, Allah says that the supply of the blood that is given to the body is also done through the jugular vein, through your jugular vein. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ Allah is saying, I am more closer to you than your jugular vein. Allah is more close to you than your jugular vein. This is something that we need to understand. And that is the only way a person can save himself from the wrong, that there is a possibility. Otherwise, why, when a person is alone, he feels that nobody is watching me. But if he meditates, and if he improves, and if he understands that, no, my Allah is there, and I have to stand in front of Him one day, and I have to account for everything that I have done. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned this, that a person will stand in front of Allah, and then Allah will ask him about an umrihi fi ma afnahu, about his entire life. You know, your day, your night, your weekends, your weekdays, how did you spend it? The life that I gave you. All of that will be questioned. An umrihi fi ma afnahu, about your umr. Now go ahead and do something in your life that you feel that, no, alhamdulillah, you know what, Allah is very merciful. We have not wasted the life that Allah has given us. We have served this deen, and inshallah ta'ala, we will serve this deen, and we have achieved something. And then the second question will only be about your youth. You and I, everybody will be questioned. Everyone here, young or old. That is why Allah loves the young that come to the masjid. Allahu Akbar. Allah loves the young, the youth. And when the young make dua, the youth make dua. Say you are 12, 13, 14, and you are in the habit of making dua. The barakat of making dua to Allah to lift up your hands is that Allah will make that person mustajabud da'wat. When at a young age, he builds that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But sadly today, Masjid is losing. Makkah Sharif is losing. We are losing. Maidan-e-Arafat, we are all losing. The mobile phone is winning. MashaAllah, hats off to those people who don't have a mobile phone. MashaAllah, Allah loves you. Or use your phone only when it is needed. MashaAllah, really, you will enjoy life. You will enjoy life. Zarurat ke baqadar bas tum istemal karo. You will enjoy. Allah loves you for that. This is the best thing you can do in your life. The best thing. You are free. So our youth, we are too busy, unfortunately. You know, they don't come to the masjid, they don't enjoy the masjid environment, they don't want to come to listen to the bayan, they're not geared up for all that, they'd rather be occupied on YouTube, play games, this, that, but they don't realize Allah, one day I will stand in front of Allah and Allah will question me, how many hours did you spend on your Fortnite game? And how much tasbih could you do, or did you do remembering me? Did you even remember me 100 times? Could you have said subhanallah when you were young, you had the time? But did you? These are the questions. An shababihi fima abla. So my respected brothers, inshallah, when our youth are dynamic people, subhanallah, you will see everything will change. If the youth become dynamic, everything is done. And then, Allah's Nabi has also mentioned, you know, money and your occupation and where you work, this is also very important. So Allah will say to you, how did you earn your money? Min ayna iktasab? Where did you do your kamai? How did you earn your money? Lawfully or unlawfully? Lawfully or unlawfully? And then Allah will say, okay, وَفِيمَا أَنْفَقَهُ. It is not just about having money, but also how did you spend that money? A lot of the times people are just splashing their money, doing fuzul kharchi. This is wrong. Subhanallah. So how did you spend your money? And then Allah will also say, وَمَاذَا عَمِلَ فِيمَا عَلِيمَ. You know, how much did you practice the deen, the sharia, how much did you practice? How were you? What did you do? So already Allah's Nabi has mentioned that these are the things that we will be asked on the day of Qiyamah. So Allah is saying in the Quran, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ. You know, you have this nafsi ammara, this evil soul that is inciting evil inside you, and we become addicted to the soul that whatever it tells you to do, you want to do. Aliyazu billah. It tells you to fulfill your desire with your hands unlawfully. You will listen, the youth listen. But you don't realize that this will make you impotent. This will make you weak. This will not make you strong enough even to get married. And it tells you, watch this and that, but you don't realize by doing this, the love that you have for your wife will diminish. It will go away. So there is nuksan all the way around. There is harm and harm all the way. And if we cannot control that and we just allow it to happen, let it go, it's okay. Tomorrow we'll see, tomorrow we'll see, tomorrow we'll see it. Then what happens? The heart becomes very, very sealed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. That is why Allah's Nabi has said something amazing. Somebody said to him, Hazrat, can you tell us who is very intelligent? Who is very intelligent? Who is clever? He didn't say an alim or person who teaches Bukhari. Well, at that time it was different, of course, but you know, he didn't say anything of the sort, that a person who prays tahajjud, a person who is a mujahid. Now I'm saying, you know, who is that person who is very intelligent? You know what he said? He said, Al-kayyisu mandana nafsahu. He said, listen to me, the most intelligent is that person who controls his nafs. Subhanallah, ajeeb. Because when you control your nafse ammara, that evil that is inside you, you're a man. وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. And until you don't take control of your nafs, a person cannot mentally be prepared for the hereafter. That is why we need to understand one thing, my respected brothers and elders. It is the 30th of August, 2019. The month of Zilhijjah is coming to an end. So the time Allah Pak that has given us. Right now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened up the court, this dunya, for us to do action, for us to do a'mal, for us to do deeds. But Allah has given a person that free choice. You can do good deeds or you can do evil deeds, sins. It's up to you. Allah will not punish a person in this dunya. Allah will give him a lot of chance, because Allah is saying that this dunya is of amal. What is it? So he won't punish you. Now and then things can happen, but not the punishment that is reserved. It will not happen here. And if you've done good, it does not mean that Allah will break one, or Allah will open one portion of Jannah and give it to you. It doesn't happen here in this dunya. Because this dunya is Darul Amal. So whatever you do, good deeds is good for you. You're collecting. You're like a gardener, you know, picking out apples and picking this and picking that. Whatever you can, take it. Whatever good deed you can do, you have to do. But in the hereafter, it is only Hisab Kitab. Understand this. What is it? Hisab Kitab. In the hereafter, there will be people who will cry so much, that tears of blood will be coming out. Tears of blood. Can you imagine? But what is the use? What people don't understand, the hereafter is about Hisab Kitab and not your amal. Had a person cried in this dunya, a person cries in this dunya for the fear of Allah, for the love of Allah, for the deen of Allah, for a good cause, you know, he's crying and thanking Allah or whatever. Then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that one eye, your one eye from which tears are running, that eye has been saved from the fire of Jahannam. Can you imagine that? In the hereafter, if he cries so much that blood is coming out, no reward. But here in this dunya, for 30 seconds you are crying and you are crying, that is accounted for. Ajib. And it cannot be that, you know, Allah saves the two eyes from Jahannam and says, okay, the body goes to Jahannam except for the two eyes. It doesn't happen that way, does it? So the barakat is when the two eyes are crying and it is part of that body, so Allah will save the entire body. Allah will save the entire body. The Quran says that the kuffar will lift up their hands and they will make dua in the hereafter. But they have not understood. The Quran says, وَمَا دُعَاءُ الْكَافِرِينَ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَال. That the dua, their dua is pointless, meaningless. Now you are saying, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. The dua you have to do is the dua now. That is why, my respected brothers and elders, always remember, whenever you get an opportunity, always make dua. Always. Why? Because your dua is 100% guaranteed acceptance. Guaranteed. Now, why don't you want to make dua? You will find some people are very foolish. You know, sometimes they say, you know, ab dua ki kya zarurat hai? Dua ki kya zarurat hai? Bhai, dua can change everything. Dua can change everything. Really, a person, the doctor will say that this person now, he's only got 5-10 minutes, he will die. The dua has got so much power that in 5-10 minutes this man can walk, wake up and walk and discharge himself from the hospital, I want to go. That is the barakat of dua, very powerful. So in the hadith it comes that when a person is making dua, whatever he asks for, Allah can give it to him just there. Or sometimes Allah will not give it to him, but instead something that is going to be of a difficulty for him, that will compensate for the difficulty that is facing him. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep that in reserve for him in the hereafter, when he will need a'mal saliha and his good deeds are not enough. Allah will say, do you remember? After Asr, you sat, you were making dua, I didn't accept your dua. Why? I left it for you now, ke tumhe ab kaam aayegi. And by this one dua, your deeds are sufficient enough now to take you to Jannah. So we might as well do things now, my respected brothers and elders. Otherwise, it will be too late. In the hereafter, رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْهَا فَإِنْ عُدْنَا فَإِنَّا ظَالِمُونَ. You know, they will say, Allah, you know, take us out. And look at the language they will say. They say, Allah, you know what, give us an opportunity. If we repeat again, then we are the wrongdoers, you know, zalim. But we guarantee you we won't do it again. The narazgi, the anger of Allah will be qal akhsau fiha. Ikhsau. Remain in that condition, humiliated. Wala tukallimun. Allah says, don't even talk. Allahu Akbar. Wala tukallimun. Don't even talk. So that is why, my respected brothers and elders, a lot of people feel very complacent. You know, my nafs is okay. Alhamdulillah, I pray my namaz, I am doing this. All good, mashallah. But a person now and then needs to sit, monitor and look into himself and see that is this my nafs? Is it the nafs-e-ammara which is mentioned in Surah Yusuf? That my nafs is inciting me all the time, and am I saying labbaik to my nafs all the time? So the first treatment is for a person to realize that my Allah is always watching me. That is why when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was asked, mal ihsan, what is ihsan? He said, an ta'budullah, that you worship Allah in such a way, ka'annaka tara, that He is watching you. Fa'in lam takun tara, look, فَإِلَّمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ, if you are not seeing him, فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكُ, then for sure Allah is seeing you. So your level of worship should also be such that, you know, the connection that my Allah is watching me. A Nabi, his connection with Allah is such, can you imagine this? That if he went to sleep, he did not require wudu. Allah's Nabi did not require wudu. Why? Because even sleeping, Allah's Nabi, the heart is doing the dhikr of Allah. The remembrance of Allah. That is, subhanallah, the pure soul of a Nabi. A Nabi, his soul is so pure. So today, my respected brothers, a lot of the times we are not enjoying namaz, we are not enjoying dua, we are not enjoying the recitation of the Quran. We enjoy this dunya, but we don't enjoy Islamic activities. Why? We need to have some dose, some treatment. You know, kabhi kabhi aapne dekha hai na, you go to a doctor sahab and the doctor will take your blood test and the doctor will say, right, you know what, vitamin D is not inside you, B12 ki zarurat hai, you know, injection ki zarurat hai, this, that, you need all these things. So you know exactly what you need and a person will take it. And mashallah, when he takes that, he will feel better. He will feel also better. So when a person also looks into this, my nafs, my soul, where am I? What is it? What category am I in? Then you will see, mashallah, it will be easy for him. That is why the first court for a person, the transition period for a person to move from this place to another place, it is only done through death. It is only done through death. And death comes at any time. So that is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَكْثِرُ ذِكْرَ هَازِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ, the crusher of desire. The crusher of desire. Remember that all the time. And what is that? Your death. Remember your death. That I am going to die. I am going to go into the grave. MashaAllah, even if you have that fear, and at the end, if you are given Jannah, that is the greatest victory, mashallah, greatest victory. Even if you didn't have wealth, even if you could not drive a very expensive car, you know, you were living in a simple house, you had a simple job or whatever. But if you have been successful in understanding the purpose of life, then everything for you is paid off. Everything for you is right. That is why also Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in so many ahadith, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said so many things, that be very careful when you open your mouth, safeguard your eyes, look down, when you speak, understand what you are speaking. Why? All of these things assist you in making your nafs very, very strong. Nafse ammara. And we need to make sure that from nafse ammara, we push the nafs from ammara lawama to mutma'inna. Nafse ammara to lawama to mutma'inna. These are the three stages. And inshallah, when you get to that stage, then mashallah, there is no difficulty. There is absolutely no difficulty. So many times you will see, mashallah, at the time of death, people are smiling and they are reciting the kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, and they depart from this dunya. And so this is a very, very important, important sabak, my respected brothers. Don't take this lesson as something which is for us just to hear and take it lightly that, you know, inshallah, from outwardly we look good. Today a person will concern himself outwardly so much that even if there's one spot on the face, he will think, "Arey yaar, I've got a spot on my face." But what about the spots that have sealed your heart? So what are we to do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, my respected brothers, that from nafse ammara, we work very, very hard. This treatment that is given, that we are always vigilant, that my Allah is watching me. And that one day I will have to turn to my Allah, stand in front of Him, and whatever I have done, I will have to give my account. So the Quran says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ, the one who fears standing in front of his Lord, then the second part becomes easy. Then he will able to also control his nafs. وَنَهَنْ نَفْسَ, he will prevent his nafs from, when I say nafs, carnal desire, your base desires, your low desires, the desires which are wrong and sinful. And when a person can do that, وَنَهَنْ نَفْسَ, takes control of his nafs, then the Quran says, فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ, then his final abode is only Jannah. Otherwise, my respected brothers, there is difficult operation that a person might need to go through. And Allah save us. Difficulty in this world, difficulty in the grave, difficulty in the hereafter, when the solution is already there. So when we read of Surah Yusuf, Nafse Ammara is a very, very important lesson that we purify our soul. That is why every time after the majlis for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes, I say that, you know, close your eyes and do muraqabah. So by doing muraqabah, what happens is that we want to cleanse the heart. We want the heart again, mashallah, to be repaired, the spiritual heart, so that it gets into the habit of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, the more the heart is inclined with Allah, it becomes impossible for shaitan to enter waswasa in that heart. It becomes impossible. So mashallah, the more you understand this, the better it is. So mashallah, if you close your eyes, and then the heart is towards your left side, like how you can sense the palpitations of the heart. Every time think that my heart is saying the name of Allah, that it is calling out the name of Allah. And that is what we call zikre sirri, inshallah. So for a few minutes, inshallah, if you close your eyes and take a grip of your heart.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سمعنا وطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.